This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ah, oh, man. This is a beautiful song by Uwandile Mbambeni. But you know what's good and what's great about today is that Sinaye Uwandile Mbambeni on the line today. Good morning, Wandile.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words of my song.
All right. It's a pleasure. You have a very beautiful voice, to be honest.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wandile, please tell us more about yourself. Who is Wandile? Where does he come from?
Wandile is a singer-songwriter. Just loves music. And born in Tata and grew up in East London, but now I reside in Joburg. Just a lover of music, a fan of music, a fan of songwriting, a fan of, changing people's lives or affecting it in some way with the songs I make.
And you indeed change people's lives and how they perceive their day. Because with the song, you just made my day. I mean, Wandile, you decided to use your name, Wandile, and not have a stage name.
Yeah.
Was this strategic or you wanted to keep it simple?
I just keep it original. You know, I think I'm a fan. A lot of the artists that I am a fan of, like the Bill Withers and Michael Jackson, your John Mayer, Brenda Fassie, they all have kept their names. And there's something, significant or to me, I guess, something honest about that. I'm not trying to create a persona, and there's nothing wrong with doing that and changing. But not for now. Hey, I think I've enjoyed just being me. And also the other thing that I was really proud about is that there's a lot of other Mbambenis, in my family, and that when you do that, you also carry them. You also carry the whole family with. You put their name on the it's a team win. And not just an individual one.
Yes, that is so true. This song, Nkosi Ngithembe, really made my day.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt it like a different way this morning. This brings me to
it's on the fun day, it's the right time.
it is the right time. So, which brings me to Ikushini Ami, which says, what genre do you mostly focus on?
Sorry, can you say that again?
What genre do you mostly focus on?
I think you said, what genre do I mostly think about? I couldn't catch that last bit.
I was saying, Guti, which genre do you mostly focus on? Like music work?
I think I belong to the family of soul music. But at this point in time, I'm loving country and country soul. Because this folk music, I play a lot of acoustic guitar. It's around that, something, I don't know, for me, there's something honest about, country folk, singer-songwriter music where it's stripped down and, it's just my favorite quote. I don't know who said it, but it's I live by the long lines of, just three chords and the truth, nothing too complicated. And that's what music has become for me also, it's just stripping it down to the most simple things sonically or words-wise, not focusing too much on the big things, just trying to get the truth across and evoking the right feeling with the chords. And there you go, you have a song that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Look at Mayako. I think missing Minchinila before, but your songs are very spiritual. Your songs are very inspiring, Gabo. I want to ask you about the song that we just played, Father's Prayer. Please tell us more about it and the meaning behind the song.
Yeah, so the song is birthed from a dream. A dream that I've had at least maybe three times, I think, where I've dreamt of me being a father and having a daughter specifically. And after the third time, I decided to write a prayer, a prayer to God himself to guide me on being a good father. And then the other part of this in the song is actually a letter to the daughter as well. So it's a two-part song where I'm conversing with God and then conversing to the daughter that I haven't met yet. So it's also, that's the practicality about the song, but it's about making sure that fathers are led and led by a higher power to be great fathers, you know. That's the spirit around the song.
That is
that's the mood I was in, and that's the message I'm trying to tell.
That is so beautiful, because I think Ekben Ubaba in this country, on in this world, you really need to connect with God for a guidance.
Yes. That's definitely where I was going on.
Yes. So you've also made your name in the industry. Is there anyone that you still want to work with, be it national or international?
Yeah, there's a lot of artists local, a lot of great artists local and overseas, of course. And I think on top of my head, there's lots of producers, artists, musicians. I'm really enjoying a lot of the country stuff and the folk stuff. So any artist that's on that right now, but then again, you know, music is universal. As long as it's soul, you know, we can make it work.
That is so beautiful. So I also saw that you've collaborated with the icons like Mickey Guyton, Orv Peg, and many more.
Yeah.
How was it working with such icons?
So I was part of this show called My Kind of Country in Nashville, and which was a great experience and opened up my eyes into another industry or a bigger music industry. And they shared a lot of their wisdom and little notes and advice. It was great working with them, and it's cool to have those connections and still have them and have advice from them moving forward. Definitely one of a special moments in my career.
So what can you tell the upcoming artists that are listening to you, who the artists that you inspire? What word could you tell them right now?
I think I saw a quote the other day that if you know the why, then the how kind of sorts itself out. So I think more artists should know why they're doing what they're doing and stick to that. It's bigger than us, you know. It's about the truth. It's about documenting the times, as Nina Simone would say. But yeah, that's what I would say to all artists, and even more so to upcoming artists. I'd say that just stick to the truth, focus on being you. It's not as cliche as it sounds, but we don't need other versions of other people. We need you to be you, type of thing.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful, Wandile. How do we get your music gear, and where can we follow you on the socials?
So Wandile Mbambele across all digital platforms, digital streaming platforms, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, on all those platforms, it's Wandile Mbambele. Specifically for this song, it's The Father's Prayer. And then, Instagram, Wandile Mbambele, Twitter, you'll find the same thing. You'll find me on all the socials. You'll catch all of the stuff, mostly the performances that I'll be that I'll be doing live, etc. You'll all catch on the social platforms. So at Wandile Mbambe.
Thank you so much, Wandile, for your time. We wish you well in your journey and keep giving us good music.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great Monday.
Likewise, thank you so much. That was Wandile Mbambeni on with us live, Lana. So let's go to the ads and music, and we're gonna get back to you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.